Hello, people of Earth. This is Paul Scheer, and you're listening to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Now, our next movie is one that you've been begging us to see. It's Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch. It's very aptly titled because you feel like you've just been punched in the face. It sets out to answer the age-old question, what happens when a molested girl gets put into a mental institution and is molested some more? Well, apparently the answer has something to do with fighting giant dragons and gasoline-powered men. Wow. I honestly had no idea what this movie was about, and after seeing it, I still don't understand it. But I can safely tell you, it's like 300 with about 100% more rape. Yeah, this movie is dark, all right? It's like a 12-year-old weirdo's high school journal dark. I mean, it's like PG-13, but pretty much every awful thing that happens is just alluded to off camera, which in many ways makes it way more creepy. It's like, I don't want to hear about rape or hear about killing. Just show it to me. Desensitize me. Creepy, creepy, creepy. All right, so check this out. The movie follows a primarily female cast with characters called Baby Doll, Sweet Pea, Rocket, Blondie, Amber, and Blue. And they enter into an Inception-filled world, and yes, if the people who made Inception heard that, they would be insulted. The Inception-filled world where sexy dancing is a metaphor for non-consensual sex, I think. And empowerment is equal to exploitation. Here, take a listen.
If you do not dance, you have no purpose. And we don't keep things here that have no purpose. You see, your fight for survival starts right now. You don't want to be judged? You won't be. You don't think you're strong enough? You are. You're afraid? Don't be. You have all the weapons you need.
Yeah, Gloria Steinem would be proud. Don't take my word for it. This movie has a surprisingly high rating on Rotten Tomatoes, a 21%. Here's what people are saying. A.O. Scott from the New York Times. There is nothing to enjoy in this movie. Laramie from Film.com goes, my personal rule of film enjoyment goes a little like this. You can be miserable or pointless, but you can't be both. Sucker Punch works hard to be both. CNN even said, the suckers here are the poor mugs who leave their dollars at the door. And for what? A seedy, desaturated, over-simulated simulation of a real movie. Schlock treatment for comatose gamers and a bomb with a bright pink cherry on top. That review is so angry. All these reviews are angry. They're not even having fun with it. It's not like, sucker punched, I got punched. All right, haha. No, it's like, I'm angry. We wasted my time. And these people see it for free. There is so much to cover in this movie. I can't wait for next week. We haven't even scratched the surface yet. I mean, I haven't mentioned a soundtrack that is populated by shitty covers, dialogue scenes that feel like stiff cutscenes from video games, and a surprisingly great lobotomist cameo. After actually watching this movie, it got me thinking of a new game. It's an SAT game. Sucker Punch is to female empowerment as you fill in the blank. So, you know, so that's what it is. Sucker Punch is to female empowerment as blank is to blank. Put up your answers on earwolf.com or at our Facebook page under How Did This Get Made? And join us next week as we talk Sucker Punch with the hilarious Chelsea Peretti, who you might see on Comedy Central, and she's a writer for Parks and Recreation and the Sarah Silverman Program. So see you next week.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.